I just want to start with some breathing. I just want to start with some light breathing. The energy today, a little chaotic. Moon is in Pisces. Shout out to Pisces. I do not excel well when the moon is in Pisces. I want to curl up in a ball and like pretend like the day never existed. But we're going to talk about investing in you tonight. For some reason, there's like a mass collective shift. I feel like everybody's tapping in and like remembering their childhoods and kind of just getting like into like just things that they forgot or things that they haven't resonated with in a while. And so with that, I think it's very important for us to also have a conversation about investing in yourself and investing in knowing yourself, because I'm getting a feeling that within the next 6 to 8 months, I'm thinking from now until the end of this year, you're going to be tested in your self-knowledge a lot, like tested in how much you know about yourself and know how to handle yourself in certain situations. Therefore, there will be like a mass trial of the sense of self. Like, you guys have ever been put into a situation where it's like you either rise or you fall. It's like you either come out the alpha or you fall as the beta. And I just feel like the universe is positioning itself where you're gonna have to know who you are to win this lesson, not to win this lesson, but to excel at this lesson, to evolve throughout this lesson. You're gonna have to really put yourself in places that you kind of know who you are, or hope to pray to God that you're gonna be able to be the person that you want to be in these situations, because we're in a testing trial period where it's like, are you gonna fall to the trauma of your childhood? Are you gonna degress, like we've been talking about in the last couple of lives? Are you going to regress into, you know, who you were before, or are you going to excel and propel forward into the person that you want to be? There's a divine shifting happening here, and I feel like the universe is saying it's now or never. It's like, are you gonna make it or break it? Like, are you gonna do or die? You know what I'm saying? Like, who do you want to be? Do you want to be stuck in not knowing yourself and stuck in the same life place or spirit, like that you guys know about the whole like the new earth, like old earth situation? Hi, Stephanie. Situation where they're like, there's a spiritual uprising happening here where people are spiritually evolving, or people are sticking to the lower earth, the earth that is very earthly, if that makes sense, or physical. You know what I'm saying? There's been a shift in people in their food choices and drinking more, drinking liquids, like drinking water, and drinking more, being more like fluid based than solid based, like eating less of like solid foods. I've noticed that people have also been having a drinking shift where they're not enjoying drinking anymore, or alcohol doesn't have the same effect on them. There's also been a mass shift in like smoking, and like if people, a lot of people are getting into weed or smoking now, and there's like, you know, massively, collectively, the universe is like legalizing weed on earth, or the earth is legalizing weed in different parts of like America and stuff like that. And that's really a big part of the test, because weed in a way, and like, listen, I'm all for the devil's lettuce, listen, I'm all for it, because I think it plays a vital role in people's spiritual journeys and healing journeys, because it does act as a numbing agent. It does act as a detachment from the physical world, and it allows you to feel things that the physical world doesn't really allow you to feel. And in that being so, when you're in a place where you are unhealed and unevolved, and you're still going through different things, and you haven't really stepped into your higher purpose or healed all the things or all of your old ways, weed is a perfect tool, I would say, to help numb you through that shift, to help make you look at things different. But when you become to evolve into your healing journey, or when you're fully healed or fully evolved, or you're fully in your divine purpose, when you're walking with your divine purpose, there's no need to numb from the world because you're able to do that yourself. You're able to numb and separate yourself from the physical qualities of the world or the nonsense of the world. You're not as easily triggered anymore because you know who you are. You're walking in your divine purpose, and a lot of things that you used to need numbing from, or even just to take a chill from or to relax from, those things don't faze you anymore because you're a brand new person. You know what I'm saying? I just think there's a massive shift, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with being in a phase where you are smoking or you are drinking, or because everyone has their own spiritual journey. Everybody has their own timeline that they have to align on. Everybody has different, you know, versions of themselves that they have to meet with before they ascend and evolve into a place where those things are not necessarily needed anymore. And there may be parts in your life where those things are needed, because like I've been saying on my TikTok, if you guys are following me on my TikTok, everything is aligned as it should be for your highest journey. There are parts of your life that you will not be conscious of because you're playing a toxic role or you're playing an unhealed role in someone else's story. But there does come a point in time where you are healed and you're in alignment with your timeline, and those things are no longer necessarily needed because you're playing your divine role and your divine part in the collective. So allow yourself to be toxic if that's what time it is. Allow yourself to be, you know, not healed. Allow yourself to be all the things if that's necessary. You're never late, you know, you're never late, you're always on time. Allow yourself to go through the motions and be all the things that you need to be, or you have to be, or you will be, because you're playing an unconscious part in someone else's story, where that thing that you're going to say that's toxic, or the way that you're going to react to someone, or the way that you're going to make someone else feel, because you're not conscious of your fullest power, is going to aid them on their journey in some kind of way and help and teach them things or provide a lesson for someone else. A lot of you guys come to me about the lovers, about the boys, about the husband, about the cheating, about all the things, about the how do I, what do? I just don't. Listen, allow yourself the opportunity to allow everybody to play their role in your life. Everybody's playing a role for the divine collective, for the divine good, for the highest and the greatest good of the collective. Everyone is. So allow people to be whoever they are going to be. Allow yourself to act however it is you're going to act, but also, I wouldn't say enable it. I would say allow yourself to flow through it, to go through the stream, but definitely make a conscious effort to be intentional with getting to know the information that is you, recognizing your patterns, recognizing your charts, recognizing the person that you do want to be, the person that you don't want to be, and get in alignment with getting into information about yourself and being informed about what's collectively happening. Pay attention to patterns, pay attention to things that are happening. And we talked about this a lot in the last podcast when months ago, in January, but now the veil has lifted so much so that the spiritual lessons are not hidden anymore. They're right in front of your face. And it takes you taking those blinders off to separate yourself from this universe as a part of your daily life and realize that it is a matrix. It is a paradigm. It is a simulation. See yourself as the character, but also the director, also the audience, also the play, also each person in the play. Know that this is a thing that has moving parts, and this new earth shift will allow you to see that the person that you're dealing with, the way that they're treating you and acting towards you, is a direct reflection of what you allow into your life, for example. And there will be so many other instances in your reality that are sitting like hidden in plain sight. You just have to get so good at detaching from this experience emotionally, and then being able to observe this experience rationally
And then to pair the two back together with, what are my emotions telling me about what I'm observing? And that is your lesson. That is the formula to understanding and evolving past these lessons that are sitting right in front of your face. Conflict, anger, anxiety, depression at this moment are direct reflectors of patterns and mind states that are at rest within you. So journal it out. Don't be afraid of your thoughts. Don't be afraid of your feelings. Don't be afraid of your mind at this moment. It is a precious moment for you to communicate with yourself, to get back on board with yourself, tap into your honest self, you know, your inner child. Make and soothe her or him or them happy by giving them the joyfulness, things that had them at peace. What are some of the things that you connected with as a child just naturally? Perhaps that has some kind of hidden gems to who you actually are and what you actually need to prosper in this world. Just reconnect to the self and watch the new earth reveal itself to you. Be the observer and the witnesser and the experiencer all at once. Don't allow the old earth to use you. Like I said before, you must grieve who and what once was. Things have shifted now. You either get bored on what was or you really crumble in what was. And you will begin to see a lot of spiritual leaders and teachers who were existing in this reality before so naturally and organically really have a tough time with this shift because there are underlying things within them that they need to examine. And it's easy to point out everyone else's issues from a further standpoint, but it takes a lot of accountability and integrity to go within and pull what you're dealing with outward. And that is also a direct reflection of what this new world will be about: integrity and accountability and shamelessness, standing on everything that you are and everything that you have done and your worth and your life experience, and being able to share that back to the collective. You can only be real with people if you're willing to be vulnerable with them. And the spiritual world is all things vulnerable. It is your fears. It is your hidden factors. It is the unseen. It is the essence, the fabric of this universe. All of it. All of what makes it function is the spiritual underbelly of it. The soft underbelly of this reality. So allow for your mind and your heart to become one with who you actually are. And to be one with your experiences and to be one with what your truth is. And honestly and openly reveal that to the rest of the world. The more that you get comfortable in your process of evolution, the more in which the process of evolution will become easier. And the more easier it will be for you to elevate. That is my message to you for this podcast. I will see you in the next one.